Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. While I have spoken about Hillsdale College and American exceptionalism before, I just read the college newsletter called Imprimis. This issue contained excerpts from a speech given by Norman Pordhertz, who is a Pulitzer Scholar at Columbia University. His speech was given at the Hillsdale College 3rd Annual Constitution Day Dinner in September of this year. Mr. Pordhertz, a Fulbright Scholar, spoke about the things in this country that I hold dearly. First, he says that this country was founded on the principle that all men are created equal. This meant, as he said, that where in other countries citizenship was a matter of birth, of blood, or of lineage. However, to become a full-fledged American, you just had to pledge allegiance to the new republic and to the principles for which it stood. In other nations, the rights enjoyed by their citizens were conferred by human agencies, kings and princesses, and maybe parliament. The rest of the world wondered why socialism had never taken root in America. That's because our rights came from God and are all-inclusive. Arguments for years would spring up as to whether our exceptionalism made it a force for good or for evil. We are a capitalistic society which has done much to lift people out of poverty. Mr. Pordhertz believes that American exceptionalism has been a vital force for good. He asks the question of those who question that America has been a force for good, so, compared to what, is America so bad? After pondering this question for 40 years, he says, I believe that the United States belongs on an exalted list. He says, we have excelled by following our founding fathers to the preservations of the blessings of liberty and posterity. Our Declaration of Independence, according to this author, required prosperity as a precondition to life in this country. Conservatives believe in freedom, while liberals believe in economic equality. You know, spread the wealth around. The author told the story about equality in this country when an Israeli socialist told William F. Buckley, Jr., that those nations which have put liberty ahead of equality have ended up doing better for equality than those with a reverse priority. The Republicans are the party for liberty and the Democrats are the party of redistribution. That is to say, the rich are not paying their fair share, even though the top 10% of earners pay 71% of the federal income tax burden, while 47% pay nothing. I leave you with a point to ponder. Do you believe that confiscatory tax policies are fair, that reduce growth, deny opportunity, and keep more people in poverty? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.